This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Vitamin B2 does more than boost energy. It recycles antioxidants and shapes the gut microbiome. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Riboflavin, commonly known as vitamin B2, functions far beyond its reputation as an energy vitamin. According to the vitamin's 6th edition, B2 acts as a cofactor for flavin adenine dinucleotide and flavin mononucleotide, FMN, enabling it to recycle glutathione, the body's master antioxidant, stabilize metabolic enzymes including MTHFR, and support mitochondrial electron transport. Research published in peer-reviewed metabolic studies suggests that subclinical riboflavin gaps can subtly impair antioxidant balance and gut microbiota composition long before clinical deficiency emerges. Key takeaways: riboflavin recycles glutathione and stabilizes MTHFR and other metabolic enzymes, supporting antioxidant defense. A single 3-ounce serving of beef liver provides 220% of the adult RDA. Most dairy and eggs cover 35-45%. Subclinical B2 insufficiency may impair mitochondrial function and favor dysbiotic, non-butyrate-producing bacteria before any deficiency symptoms appear. 2.9 mg riboflavin content in 3 oz of cooked beef liver, equivalent to 220% of the adult RDA, according to the vitamin's 6th edition. Riboflavin content in common foods relative to adult RDA milligrams and percentage of RDA, 1.3 mg per day men, 1.1 mg per day women, per standard serving beef liver, 3 oz, 220% fortified cereal, 1 serving, 130% yogurt, 1 cup, 45% milk, 1 cup, 35 eggs, 2 large, 38 almonds, 1 oz, 23. Source: the vitamins, 6th edition, Georgian Medical Journal News. B2 is a cofactor in glutathione recycling and antioxidant defense. Riboflavin's primary metabolic role centers on its conversion to FADE and FMN, two coenzymes essential for oxidation reduction, redox, reactions. According to the vitamins, B2-dependent flavoproteins catalyze the regeneration of oxidized glutathione, GSSG, back to its active reduced form, GSH, maintaining the cell's capacity to neutralize reactive oxygen species. This recycling loop is critical in tissues with high metabolic demand, particularly mitochondria, erythrocytes, and the intestinal epithelium. When riboflavin intake falls below the RDA without triggering overt deficiency, mitochondrial FAD-dependent enzymes may operate suboptimally, leading to accumulation of oxidative stress and impaired cellular energetics. This suggests that the traditional RDA, defined as the intake level preventing clinical riboflavinosis, may not capture the threshold for optimal metabolic function in modern populations. Stabilization of MTHFR and 1-carbon metabolism, methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase, MTFR, the enzyme responsible for converting folate to its active methyl donor form, depends on FAD for structural stability and catalytic activity. According to the vitamin's 6th edition, B2 deficiency can compromise MTHR function, impairing 1-carbon metabolism and potentially affecting DNA synthesis, methylation reactions, and immune tolerance. This mechanism may help explain why populations with marginal riboflavin status sometimes present with unexplained elevations in homocysteine or subtle neurological symptoms despite adequate folate intake. Recent work in metabolic biochemistry journals has underscored the interdependence of B vitamins. Adequate riboflavin may be necessary, though not sufficient, for optimal folate metabolism. This has implications for screening and supplementation strategies in populations at risk for thrombophilia or neurodevelopmental conditions, particularly where B vitamin intake is low. Mitochondrial electron transport and metabolic efficiency. Riboflavin-dependent flavoproteins sit at critical nodes in the mitochondrial electron transport chain. According to the vitamins, both complex 1, NADH dehydrogenase, and complex 2, succinate dehydrogenase, require FADD as a prosthetic group. A shortfall in B2 availability reduces the capacity of these complexes to transfer electrons efficiently, decreasing ATP yield per substrate oxidized and increasing heat dissipation and oxidative byproducts. This suggests that athletes, shift workers, and individuals under sustained metabolic stress may have higher riboflavin requirements than the standard RDA. Evidence from exercise physiology and clinical nutrition studies indicates that B2-dependent improvements in mitochondrial efficiency can translate to measurable gains in aerobic capacity and fatigue recovery, though individual responses vary widely. Riboflavin, the microbiota and short-chain fatty acid production. A less well-publicized role for riboflavin involves its influence on the composition of the gut microbiota. According to nutritional microbiology research, FN and FMN are not only required by human cells, but are also synthesized by certain bacterial taxa, including butyrate-producing Phallobacterium prausnitzii and Roseburia species. When systemic B2 status is marginal, the growth conditions for these beneficial bacteria may shift, favoring less desirable taxa. Recent investigations into B vitamin microbiota interactions suggest that subclinical riboflavin insufficiency may contribute to dysbiosis and reduced butyrate production, a metabolite critical for intestinal barrier integrity and immune tolerance. This mechanism could partly explain the association between marginal micronutrient status and increased susceptibility to infections or inflammatory conditions in at-risk populations. Riboflavin functions as a master cofactor for glutathione recycling, MTHFR stabilization, and mitochondrial electron transport, with subclinical gaps potentially impairing antioxidant defense and gut butyrate production long before clinical deficiency, if SITS, emerges. What this means for patients: if experiencing unexplained fatigue, recurrent infections, or digestive symptoms, assessing riboflavin intake, including milks, almonds, and fortified cereals, may be a first step before pursuing complex investigations. Unlike some micronutrients, B2 is water-soluble and excess is readily excreted, making a trial of adequate intake low risk for clinicians. When evaluating patients with homocysteine elevation despite adequate folate or with metabolic inefficiency, consider assessing B2 status alongside other B vitamins. MTHFR function and mitochondrial ATP yield both depend on F8, and B2 insufficiency can mask or complicate the interpretation of other metabolic markers for policymakers. Public health guidelines on micronutrient adequacy may benefit from revision to reflect not just the threshold for clinical deficiency, but the level supporting optimal antioxidant and mitochondrial function. In populations with low animal product intake, fortification strategies or dietary guidance on plant-based B2 sources, e.g. fortified cereals, mushrooms, almonds, could improve population health outcomes. Frequently asked questions: can you get enough B2 from a plant-based diet? Yes, but with planning. A half cup of cooked spinach provides 15% of the RDA, 1 ounce of almonds provides 23%, and fortified cereals can deliver 30 to 130% per serving, according to the vitamin's 6th edition. However, unfortified plant sources are typically less dense in B2 than beef, liver, milk, or eggs, so vegans and vegetarians should prioritize fortified foods or supplements to meet the RDA of 1.3 mg men or 1.1 mg daily. Is there a risk of overdose from B2 supplements? Riboflavin is water-soluble and has no established upper limit for intake, according to authoritative nutritional references. Excess B2 is excreted in urine, imparting a yellow color, making toxicity extremely unlikely even at high supplemental doses. However, routine supplementation well above the RDA has not been shown to confer additional benefits in populations with adequate intake. How do I know if I have subclinical B2 insufficiency? Clinical signs include cracked lips, angular chylosis, and seborrheic dermatitis. However, subclinical insufficiency, affecting glutathione recycling or mitochondrial function, may manifest only as unexplained fatigue, poor exercise tolerance, or recurrent infections. Plasma FAD or erythrocyte glutathione reductase activity can serve as functional markers, but the most practical approach is to ensure dietary intake meets the RDA through food sources or supplementation. As research continues to clarify the full metabolic footprint of riboflavin, a reevaluation of population-level intake recommendations may emerge. The recognition that B2 orchestrates glutathione recycling, enzyme stability, and even microbial ecology underscores a fundamental principle in nutritional medicine: Micronutrients do not work in isolation, and small gaps in intake can cascade into measurable physiological disruption. For clinicians and patients alike, ensuring adequate B2 consumption from food or supplements represents a low-cost, low-risk intervention with potentially broad ramifications for energy metabolism, antioxidant defense, and gut health. See our explainer section for more on micronutrient biochemistry and our Shenikimi wellness guides for practical dietary advice. Source: The Vitamins 6th Edition, peer-reviewed metabolic literature on riboflavin biochemistry.